And the pitch swung on, belted. High and deep, forget about it. Long gone to right, Kyle Stowers with a two-run home run, his sixth of the year. And the Marlins get on the board first. It's 2-0 Miami.
Yeah, we've seen better days. So is Andrew Painter, who got rocked yesterday again and is now headed to Lehigh Valley. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. The Andrew Painter situation became so bad yesterday. The Phillies waited, like, what, 20 minutes after that game to send him to AAA? They had to do it. And the reality is they made multiple mistakes the last few years with Painter. Number one, they could have traded him for players to help them win a World Series in 23, 24, 25. Nope, he's untouchable.
Coveted piece.
Yeah, untouchable. And now, this year, it really... I'm almost amazed that we allowed this as, like, we just kind of went along with this. He never at any point in the last year showed anyone that he was ready for the major leagues. And
he struggled a little bit.
Yeah, here you go. 5-4 ERA in AAA. Take a rotation spot, Andrew Painter. It's malpractice on their part.
So what are you more mad about? Are you more mad about the fact that we held on you for as long as we have, or is his performance this year? Because it feels like for you, it's a combination of a bunch of different things.
It is. I'm more frustrated at this year. To me, you could at least justify not giving him up in trades because you still believe in him, right? Mm-hmm. You still think he could be great, all that kind of stuff. Even though I think I would have been okay trading him. I kind of understood if he's going to be this good, if you believe in him, hold on to him. Don't give up your top prospect. Mm-hmm. I could at least understand that. You know, what drives me crazy is he didn't pitch well at AAA last year. Not even close. We kept waiting for him. Remember all the conversations last year about Andrew Painter. Like, is he finally going to turn a corner? When is he coming up? And he never earned it. Mm-hmm. And instead of going out there this offseason and giving themselves some coverage in case he's not ready again, they basically just said, Ranger Suarez, see you later. We're opening up a rotation spot. We're going to give ourselves no cover whatsoever if this kid really isn't ready. And now they look ridiculous. That, to me, that's more frustrating. This year is the most frustrating part of all this.
Yeah, but I know it's when you talk about the untradeable situation, yep, and the fact that, you know, there was especially last year, because I remember Kyle talking about it. We were looking at, he started off, I think if I'm not mistaken, started off the year pitching pretty decent and then progressively got worse, because it was a situation where
look good in his debut.
Yeah, it progressively got worse. And then it was like, okay, so we got to the point where we thought we were going to see him, and then we never got a chance to see him. So now we're here.
I'm going to pull up his game logs, because you're right. That first game against the Nationals, I think it was here in Philadelphia, he did pitch pretty well. And then since then, it has been...
Because remember, his girlfriend was at the game, and he looked great. He looked like he was going to be that guy. And then after that,
his girlfriend was at the game.
No, I'm just saying, I remember because...
Yeah, I remember too.
I'm trying to remember the moments.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? That's it.
First game, 5 1/3, one run, 4 hits, 8 strikeouts, only 1 walk. Since that game... Okay, so he went 5 1/3 that day. Since that game, he has pitched 59 2/3 innings, 7.54 earned run average. He's allowed 14 home runs in his last 59... 80 hits! 80 hits since his first start. He went 5 1/3 that night. He has only gone above that twice. I mean, it's not tenable what happened here. I mean, you just look at his starts in the last month and a half. 6 runs, 5 runs, 6 runs, 4. He stuck a pair of 2 runs in there, which were pretty good, and a 1, but 8 before that. I mean, he obviously had a gun.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
Yeah, awful is the right word. 215-592-9494. What was the bigger mistake? For you, Hugh, what was it? What was the bigger mistake here? Keeping him or keeping him up?
I think keeping him up, because I think you eroded away at his confidence. Because yesterday, you know, it was two guys so far this season that you look at them and think that they're shell shot. It was Trey Turner a couple days ago, and then it was him yesterday. I mean, when he talked about his confidence is shooken and all this other stuff, that's a tough spot to be in. And then you're hearing Don talk about, the manager talking about how, you know, you have to get better. You have to contribute in a sense. And it's just been rough for him. But I think, like I said, can't give up on him, cannot give up on him. Go back down there, get a hard reset, and hopefully you'll come back later in the season and be ready to go.
I mean, if we're to go 5 years down the line here, say Painter never really becomes anything. What's hurting you more?
Well, they're not trading
him. It's not trading him.
Yeah. Well, because that's going to be a what if we talk about for a long time.
Forever.
Especially
when
if this group doesn't
disintegrated.
Win.
Yeah.
Disintegrated.
Well, that is a wither away.
No, I know, but it's
crumble.
Yeah,
That is a powerful word, disintegrate.
It is. It does. Every day that goes by, Painter's now a symptom of this, but you think back to the opportunities they had 23, 22, 23, 24, 25. I mean, they had a lot of them to get through, to not, you know, break through and win this World Series. And he, look, it's unfortunate he got hurt, because I do think in 23, he was coming up to help them. Like, remember that spring training when he was 19 years old? They thought he was going to make the rotation. That's how good they thought he was going to be. And then he got hurt. It is amazing how many years have gone by, right? This is the fourth season that we've been discussing Andrew Painter in some capacity, whether it be, is he going to make the team at 19? How long till he gets back? Will they trade him? Will they trade him? Will he make it up? And now here he is. It's 4 years of this. And part of the issue I have with the Phillies is, Hugh, when you tell us he's going to be so great, it's, to me, they've
said,
you
can't unsee it.
The expectations are set so high. It's actually, all of this is unfair to him. Because now I look at him, and this is not his fault, but I look at him and I say, he could have been Garrett Crochet. I look at him and say, that could have been Mason Miller. And I watch a guy getting rocked by the Marlins.
Didn't Jolly tell us he was going to be Paul Skeens?
Jolly did tell us that. That's not one of Jolly's best ones.
I compared it to when, what was
pretty
it?
Hot take.
Hot take artist, yeah, clearly.
Oh, the
just like
pitcher.
You.
What are you talking about? Hot take artist. No, who was the pitcher for the Nats that was coming up, and it was a big to-do?
Steven Strasburg.
It felt like when I got here, that it was comparable to that when Strasburg was getting ready to come up, outside of the ESPN coverage that they had for him.
That was wild.
Yeah, it was. But that's what it kind of felt like.
Yeah.
And then it curtailed as the season progressed. Then I think he got hurt, and they tried to stretch out the Tommy John surgery for as long as they possibly could.
Yep.
Then he had the surgery, and then he had this resurgence, and then he regressed in that season. And now, you know, what's happening to him right now.
Yeah, so moving forward, I think the best is he just goes down there, and they have to go get a pitcher, like, very soon.
They got to get your boy from the Bees.
Salt Lake Bees, yep, your boy. Yeah.
Your boy. I mean, if anyone, he's your guy,
yeah,
Tywin Walker.
I believed in him at one point.
And where's Joe from the Northeast, by the way?
We haven't heard from him in quite a long time.
Well, he was a Taiwan guy.
Yeah,
he had his jersey, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
He had a City Connect Taiwan.
Do you think does he have a Bees jersey?
That feels like a bridge too far.
You gotta follow your guys.
I would tell him. I would say, Taiwan, you can come back, but you gotta cut your hair or at least dye it back.
I don't think the Phillies have any.
I don't think we're really in position to start making deals, as we beg someone we fired
to come back.
You still rocking them red tips because he had red tips before. So I was wondering.
I don't remember that. Taiwan had
red tips.
Well, because red hair. I mean, because who pays attention?
I was distracted by the ball flying over the wall.
Yeah.
Surprised you had time to focus on that.
See, Tinder at the same time.
I
thought you was going to leave that alone. I thought we were moving past.
I am never going to leave that alone. Do you know who I am?
You know what? I'm telling Mr. Quinn.
Rod.
When did that start last week? It was the Lamar thing.
Yeah.
Right? What's that?
Yeah, because you won't answer the question.
When you were filibustering around Lamar or Jalen.
And I lost my train of thought.
And Kyle was like, I'm telling Rod on that.
I did not. I answered the question.
You forgot what the question was in the middle of the answer.
No, because I was trying to set it up in a way where I was trying to minimize the vitriol that I was going
to
get from the Jalen Knights.
Stop doing that.
That was what I was trying to tell you earlier.
He get frustrated. See, but I was killing two birds with one stone, right?
What were you?
I was filibustering. Mm-hmm. And I was getting on Kyle's nerves at the same time.
So
I was trying to
do that every day.
Filibustering is getting on my nerves.
I was trying to do both. You know, I try to multitask around these pieces.
I'm telling you, you can't. Talking out of both sides of your mouth, and you say, don't care about you people.
I don't care about them.
And then you're avoiding the smoke.
No, it's not like I'm avoiding the smoke.
Well, you are avoiding the smoke.
I like to try to explain myself. Because if you haven't noticed, does that ever matter? If you haven't noticed,
no.
It's been about, what, 3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
No Twitter beef.
Right.
None.
Well, last Friday you had a little Twitter beef.
You spatted.
You were cordial, but people were mad at you for the Andy
Dalton
thing.
It was what I would describe as a skirmish.
It was only a week ago when you were the Red Rifle. You loved the Red Rifle a week ago.
I'm saying, you don't see what I see?
Not to the same level you do.
Well, because you're stuck on
Andy.
When I say Red Rifle might be the starter.
Yeah, because that's the...
People hear, like, he... Might like trying to take us to the promised land. No, if Red Rifle's starting, it's probably all doom and gloom.
Yeah. Well, I told you last week, I'm not getting on a plane to London to watch Andy Dalton play quarterback.
No, we're not doing that.
I'm just not going. So if you're right and they have to bench Jalen at some point.
But we have to go.
I told you, I'm not going to watch Andy Dalton.
If he gets
I'll be damned if I watch Andy Dalton and Trevor Lawrence in London.
Yeah, you know, you take that game off and you go to the pub. You go to the pub.
I take the flight there and go to the pub.
It'll be after the game.
Oh, is that your official prediction?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Hold on. I think. Let's get this for the headline of the podcast. Hugh Douglas' official prediction. Eagles will bench Jalen Hurts after London game.
Is that good? Yep, way to let that breathe. Good job.
You know what? I'm wondering, since we're going to be in London.
Just give it Justin
We don't have to work after the game, do we? We ain't got nothing to do, right? Well, so we can get banged up.
Well, hold on. We have to do the pregame show before the game.
Okay, we're doing the pregame show. But then I'm talking about like when
after?
The game.
After? Yeah. I don't know our travel plans home.
We get banged up. Well, I'm assuming we're not going to jump on the plane when the game is going.
I don't know, yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to figure out.
But it's after doing
banged up. I was trying to shift the conversation a little bit.
No. See, again, he's trying to duck the
I know.
Shift the conversation.
All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas officially predicting Jalen will get benched in London.
And he's afraid of the smoke, so give him all the smoke.
Dalton.
You guys are so childish.
You said it.
I am trying to mitigate some of these Twitter beefs that I potentially have.
Now,
I'm trying to be more mature.
No.
Trying to be more mature.
The way to mitigate the Twitter beef.
The
Twitter beef.
Oh, no.
And watch, he ain't going to clip that one.
I will. I would never.
That was in the trash.
Yeah, you just don't respond. That's where the beef comes in, right?
We're back on track.
Oh, good.
All right.
Glad we got your heart rate up there, buddy.
We really did something here.
He said mood ring.
If nothing else,
we got Hugh to say exactly the date he thinks Jalen's getting back.
No, I'm saying if it was to happen, it would probably happen after that.
Okay.
Oh, you think they want to avoid the embarrassment of bringing Andy Dalton as the starter to London? I want to avoid that.
I think to your point. That if the Eagles are struggling, then you got to let, you know, you got all these Eagle fans coming. They want to see Jalen Hurts. So, yeah.
Specifically, they don't want to see Andy Dalton.
Well, maybe. It's
not about wanting to see Hurts struggle. I don't want to watch Andy Dalton play quarterback in 2026. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go any further here, and Hugh says something else he's going to regret. Let's.
No regrets.
Can we hit the elephant in the room here? The Phillies, we know they need help, right? When they need help in the lineup, they need help in the starting rotation now, unfortunately. And then you could use another bullpen arm, as Brad Keller has been a total stiff, and now he's on the injured list. So they could use another arm down there. Here, we keep talking about all these potential trades, and we will. We'll talk about all these names over the next month and a half until the August 3rd trade deadline. But do the Phillies actually have what it takes to land the players they might need? Jim Salisbury on the Phillies show. Listen to what he said about the Phillies farm system.
I look at the team as having three areas, right-handed bat, bullpen, leverage, and back-end starter. Three needs, and with this farm system, which is not strong. I would call it weak. It's weak. They don't have, you know, a lot of chips to cash in here. It might be like, you know, one need.
How do you feel about that?
One need.
Well, he's saying they could land one. They could fill one hole. They have three, right? There's a bullpen hole. There's a starting rotation hole, obviously. And there's a lineup hole, which we've seen the whole year. In Jim Salisbury's estimation, because the farm system is weak, they really only have the ammunition to fill one.
That's what I'm saying. One need. So what do... Okay. Here's the thing, Joe. Mm-hmm. We talked about, like last week, we were talking about we need another bat.
Yeah.
Right?
Which they do.
They still do. It looks like we need an arm more than we need a bat.
Are you buying this resurgence from the offense? Because they've been they have been better, I would say, the last 15 days or so. A couple tough ones in Milwaukee where they got shut down. But overall, if we looked at the numbers, I would guess they've scored way more runs per game the last 2 weeks than they had before that. Right? So are you buying this offense is coming alive a little bit here?
I think you have to, Joe, because I think...
I'm not buying anything with this offense.
Well, it's, you can, but you don't have to.
Well, okay. What do we need the most? Like, right? Like if you're picking right now, what do you think we need the most? I think it's an arm. Because if one of our main pitchers gets hurt, we're in dire troubles. We know that our hitting is up and down, right? So... You want to try to sustain your pitching as much as you possibly can. So you need an arm. If you can only get one, You need to get that arm.
So I still would go for the bat. I mean, they need to bring in an arm. I actually think we're going to get to the point now. And it's unfortunate to hear Jim Salisbury say that, and I believe him, right? That's his evaluation.
Yeah, you don't have any people. Right, you don't have anything to trade for.
You don't have enough.
Yeah.
So I think the only way the Phillies are going to get what we need over the next couple months is they're going to have to take on money. I mean, Dave DeBrasse is going to have to walk upstairs to John Middleton's office and say, I need your help again. The farm system I'm in charge of, not that good. Sorry, John, I need your help again, and we're going to have to take on contracts. You know, we brought up the San Francisco Giants yesterday. They're a team that has struggled. They have a lot of bloated contracts. My guess is they want to dump those contracts. It probably wouldn't cost top prospects to get some of those guys. So could that be a way? I mean, the Phillies have to get creative here because they have serious issues on a couple areas of the team. And Jim Salisbury, who's been covering baseball around here forever, is probably dead right. They don't have the ammunition to just say, okay, like Byron Buxton, his name has come up. He might be the best hitter that could trade this season.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the Twins, do you even have three prospects I want? I don't think you do.
Yeah, so who do you got?
You can't get them. So we're going to have to go lower or just take on salary of guys that maybe used to be good, and there still might be something in their body, but they cost $20 million a year. It might be on the owner of the team to make the team better, not Dombrowski.
Yeah, because you're talking about, what are you talking about, taking on salary? Because nobody's going to want your pieces that you have.
Right, so it's a way to make a trade where you don't have to give up a top prospect because you don't have one.
Yeah, and you're still not getting any younger in the process.
No one's giving up a young player.
Yeah, you're getting older. You're in a bad spot. You're in a truly bad spot, and you know, with baseball not knowing what next year is going to bring, mm-hmm. it feels like if you're making those kind of moves, you're pushing all in to try to go for it right now.
Yeah, I think I've come to a conclusion here.
Are you throwing the towel back in? You picked it up.
We're not getting crap at this deadline, man. We are screwed.
You know, when you think about the reality of
this
everything
team
that's
is
going on.
Screwed.
Well, man. Complicating things further is, like, potential. 2 weeks ago, we brought up, would you trade Painter for Skubal? If you call the Tigers right now, like,
you ha-ha, could, they'll laugh at you.
They're not going to be, like, enthused by that. The guy that's given up meatballs to the Marlins, that's who you want to give me for the best pitcher in baseball? I mean, maybe they would consider it, but it's not like, it doesn't have the same cachet as a year ago offering an Andrew Painter. This is his lowest value we're going to get.
Yeah. Well, like, unless, it's a big unless, mm-hmm. I'm not confident in the front office to be creative in this way.
Yeah.
But you have Bryce Harper, who you could move to the outfield.
Well, that's
You have Trey Turner, who you could move to the outfield. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're not, you know, if they're serious about this thing and they're not worried about major league buddies and ruffling some feathers. I mean, these guys are, but what are they going to do? They're both signed here until for another 7 years, six, 7 years. So tell them you need to move. Go get Chapman or like just, I mean, they're going to have to get a little creative here.
That's what it kind of feels like. You're in a position now where, you know, when you talk about Schwarber playing first base for a little bit, a short spin and everything.
That can't happen.
No, but I'm saying you're in a position now where you're asking guys to do stuff for the sake of the organization.
Yes, yes.
Like you have to, because it's almost the walking wounded around these parts, and you don't have any leverage or any trade pieces to do anything with.
Look, the Phillies are a very top-heavy roster. That was true yesterday. It's even more true today. I mean, they rely on their six or seven best players to carry them, but those guys need help, and they don't seem to have the prospect capital to help those guys. 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone lines just right now, I just want to kind of circle back to one of our polls yesterday, because the polls closed now. We have the final result. But, Hugh, you said something yesterday that we didn't really get to fully unpack it because we started yelling at Elliot, and then we had to go and he was leading off. Yeah, you were, you know, doing whatever you were doing. So I need to go back to this because the poll results are in, and the poll question we asked is Jalen Hurts Rocky Balboa, because yesterday you threw out that Hurts is Rocky Balboa.
78% yes.
Which was one of the most preposterous things said on this radio station.
I'm pretty sure the way it was written by Kyle the Instigator.
Is Jalen Hurts Rocky Balboa?
I'm pretty sure.
That's what you said.
By the way, Kyle wrote it, the Kyle the Instigator, that it's not going to go in my favor, but I'm going to still say 70% yes. Okay.
65% no.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
No,
well,
it's bad.
The percentage isn't bad. What is bad, though? The replies.
Oh, I didn't even look at
those.
They're
so mad. So mad about the comparison. And here's where I think Hugh took the biggest L, is because he was doing the pandering thing. Jalen Hurts, your favorite guy. Rocky Balboa, our favorite guy. Yeah. Oh, man.
They didn't get it.
Hurts is Rocky. That's our guy. But you and you thought everyone was going to band behind him and go,
I mean, you know what's funny? What's funny, it doesn't probably because most of the people that do the polls are not that bright. So it's not that. It's not, that don't bother me.
But we,
they didn't understand. They didn't see the vision
the comparison
in which I was cooking with. They didn't see
there
that.
There was no comparison. There's no
the oil, they didn't see the oil what I was cooking
now,
with.
Well, see, the problem with that, I think, that contention there is, with the people, I agree with you. The people who usually vote on those polls, they're not listening. They're not that bright. They usually, they fall for the simple bait.
Yeah.
Like, Hurts equals good.
Yeah.
They're like, hell yeah. That was, you tried to do that, and they still went against
it. I actually think the Hurts Rocky Balboa thing is disrespectful.
It's not. It's the underdog. It's the consummate underdog story. It's
second
the
round greatest pick, underdog Heisman underdog Trophy.
Story. It's the underdog story, Joe.
He's the dude that does
what he has to do to win football.
Except run.
What has happened that we have diminished his ability? He was second in the MVP voting a few years ago. Now we've diminished him to Rocky Balboa.
Well, hold on. Rocky wouldn't have stopped running last year.
No way he would have stopped running. Also, Jalen Hurts isn't the little engine that could. He's one of the best dual threat quarterbacks in the NFL history. Doesn't he have like 5,000 yards rushing already or close to it? He's not some nobody. He's supposed to be good.
People didn't understand that.
Maybe because it wasn't.
All right,
it was a great analogy.
Let's go to Cowboy Jim. Maybe he understood your analogy yesterday. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Oh, first of all, Joe, if Hugh wants to look at a new house for his new wife from Tinder, he can do whatever he wants. It doesn't matter because you put Elliot on there, and Elliot goes, oh, it's okay for college kids and pros to bet on themselves. Everything else is thrown out the window. Everything.
Well, I agree.
Doesn't matter
that.
What Hugh does.
Well, I agree.
Elliot's certifiable. He's crazy. How can anyone listen to that? No wonder he was doing stuff like that. I think the entire world was looking at their phones going, well, I can't listen to Elliot anymore. So,
well, I can't control the nonsense Elliot says. I could just yell at him about it. What do you want me to do?
And then you're like, Hugh, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Well, he could do it. Because Elliot's crazy. That's why.
They were going at it, though. It was nothing I could contribute to that conversation.
I don't care if Hugh is swiping left or right. The YouTube audience seemed to catch him in the act. That's his issue.
We ain't gonna let this one go.
No.
And it's not. Guys, it's not Rocky Hurts. It's Jalen Rambo. He's more like Rambo, I think. You know, like Rambo when he was in Vietnam. You know, like he had a great time in Vietnam. You know, Jalen had a great time in college. And he came to then Rambo came to the U.S. and everything wasn't going good. And then Mahomes drew first blood. And you know, so it's kind of like Rambo now. Things are bad. Yeah.
This is your fault. Now we've got a Cowboys fan comparing Jalen Hurts to Rambo.
The analogy, though. I appreciate that.
But you're still on the Rocky thing?
Yeah, it's still Rocky. It's still more Rocky than anything.
No, it's more like Rambo because now things are crazy. You know, like Rambo took on the entire Russian army one time by himself.
Yeah,
you know,
that.
So
that
Jalen now is kind of.
That was a great move.
All right, well, Hugh, let's flush this out a little bit. Who's Spider Rico?
Spider Rico.
Uh huh.
I don't know. I ain't put that much.
Okay, who's
into
Mick?
Him. Mick
Sirianni's Mick.
Yeah, he got to be. That's
who's
that's
Paulie?
Big Dom. Big Dom is Paulie. Shout out to my man, Big Dom.
Who's the robot they got for Paulie?
Who's the robot? Oh, I don't know who the robot is.
I love the robot.
Sirianni is Troutman. That's who it is. Sirianni. He's playing Colonel Troutman.
Colonel Troutman.
All right, that works. All right, Cowboy Jim. Appreciate the phone calls. I love when we flesh out the analogies. We say one thing and then we ask more questions. All right, 215-592-9495. Are you getting at all of this? Andrew Painter, bigger mistake the Phillies made, not trading him when they could have, or just giving him the job this year, which he clearly wasn't ready for. Jalen Carter or Max Crosby, who would you rather have and pay on the Eagles for the next few years? And if you didn't get a chance yesterday to react to this, you are welcome to. I think the comparison between Jalen Hurts and Rocky Balboa is ridiculous.
Well, it's asinine. There were people who wanted to call in yesterday, but we just ran out of time.
Okay, well, you know, you're welcome today. I think Hugh's take that Jalen Hurts is Rocky Balboa.
He is.
It's insane.
I stand on that.
He's better than that.
I
told you yesterday, Rocky's a ham and egg.
Rock was just a guy.
Jalen was an underdog. His underdog story resonates
with
everybody.
He was an...
Was he a high? He was a pretty high recruit, right?
He was the number one dual threat quarterback in his class.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about college.
College. Huh. He started
Alabama, Oklahoma.
He took his team to the championship game as a freshman.
And he lost his job.
SEC freshman of the year in the SEC.
Man, yeah. You know, the more we think about it, just the less it works.
He's a favorite, let alone an underdog.
It works. It definitely works.
215-592-9494. All right, the Jalen Hurts, Rocky Balboa comparison.
I see people sitting on the sidewalk on Market that work more than that analogy.
Also, some details on the pro day for Brennan Sorsby, which teams are going, and where he could go in the supplemental draft. That's coming up. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I got to warn you real quick. Neighbors may start asking questions about your turf tech lawn. You're probably going to notice some excessive compliments and neighbors taking little peeks at your lawn, maybe a little envious. Those are some classic side effects of a turf tech lawn installation. Upgrade your yard with Turf Tech, the Delaware Valley's leader in premium artificial grass. Realistic low-maintenance turf for homes, pet areas, playgrounds, and commercial spaces. Homeowners, contractors, landscapers can shop premium turf with competitive pricing and fast pickup or delivery. Visit turftech.com. That's TURFTEK.com. Turf Tech, happiness starts from the ground up.